It's time for the opening crack, the sideshow to the D&D show we normally do, where we taste and rank some beer. Welcome, welcome, fellas.
Hey-o.
Hey.
It's good to be here.
It's Damon and Ross in the house tonight. Phil is MIA.
Mia.
He's gone.
Mia Ham.
I can't follow that. I have nothing to follow that with.
How could you? That's an inside joke that only my family will understand.
Mama Mia, here we go again.
They're going to love this episode.
Yeah, they will.
Hi to Damon's parents.
This is our highest rated episode. Well, what are we drinking tonight?
We are drinking from the Signature Series at Dry Dock Brewing Company, Bly's Barley Wine Ale.
This is a big one.
This one is a big one. Yeah. This one...
This is our first big kid beer.
this
is a grown-up table. This is a sipping beer.
You wouldn't know it most of the time, but... Mm-hmm. Sipping beer, yes.
This is not a lawnmower beer. This is not a session beer. This is a sipping beer. This is, you're going to have one, maybe two over the course of.
Well, man, if you had two within
4 hours.
And 2 hours? Woo!
Oh, man.
So, and we're saying that because this is what, 13%?
13%, yes.
ABV?
Yeah. It comes in 13%, 30 on the IBUs. So it's a little bit. I wouldn't call it bitter, actually, from tasting it, but definitely stronger beer than what we usually have. The official description from Dry Dock Brewing is, malty and complex, this beer has a strong caramel backbone supporting oak and whiskey flavors with hints of dark fruits. The nose wafts of coconut, toffee, and smooth hint of alcohol. The flavor and aroma meld, becoming one after just a single sip. This beer is ready to drink, but also ages with the best of them. Which I think, at least from initial taste, that's a pretty fair description, like of what you smell and taste on your palate a little bit.
There was something about the sweet smell of alcohol or something.
Yes. The nose wafts of coconut, toffee, and a smooth hint of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only slightly there. Like, this is, for 13%, normally those types of beers are like alcohol, mm-hmm. heavy on the alcohol. This is not.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, I think that I said that I can almost feel the alcohol more than taste the alcohol.
Sure.
There.
Yeah.
There's a very slight sort of burn or sting mm-hmm. on the tongue, which is similar. You know, if you take a shot of something, you might feel that sort of sting on your tongue. I almost feel it more than I taste it. And I also, there's something about fruitiness in the description, maybe?
Yeah, it says hints of a strong caramel backbone supporting oak whiskey flavors with hints of dark fruits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think that the fruitiness sort of comes through sort of midway through the taste. I get...
The caramel is very present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's almost, there's an initial kind of sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure, up front. Yeah,
I like coffee with caramel creamer in the morning, and this is very similar to like what I sip on in the morning. Yeah. So I was like, I'm getting a little bit of that.
I thought toffee was appropriate. Like, we talk a lot about caramel, but toffee. I don't know really the super difference. I mean, they taste slightly different. Like, to me, toffee is always like a slightly lighter caramel to me.
Mm.
Like, it's not, maybe I'm.
No, that could, off, certainly off could be. Water. I have no idea.
We'll check on that and get back to you. But like in the times that I've had like English toffee though, it's like, I do smell that. Like I'm going to have to look that up and find out. The difference between the two. It's like, from my experience with toffee, I definitely smell toffee. But Damon, would you fill us in a little bit? Like, what is a barley wine?
Barley wine is a beer, even though it says wine in the name of it. There's also, you could have a beer that's a honey wine. There's maybe one or two others. I'm not entirely sure. And the wine indicator tells you that this is a beer that is a higher alcohol content than what is typical from a beer, right? So you could also call wine, you could call it grape wine if you wanted.
Sure.
Right? Because it's alcohol from grapes, essentially, right? So this is high alcohol content from barley instead of grapes. So it's barley wine, right? Telling you that it's it's a higher alcohol content. And typically we'll have this sort of, this has kind of an amber, kind of caramel sort of color to it. And we'll, yeah, we'll be, I think this is a really good representation of this style, as far as I know it.
This has also been aged in a Buffalo Trace bourbon barrel for 7 months as part of making it.
And that makes sense because you do get some oaky, slightly charred notes out of it, which that would definitely come from that bourbon barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very smooth. Like for being that high in alcohol, that like distinct of a flavor, it's a smooth drinking beer.
Yeah. Agreed. And you wouldn't have to age it in an oaken barrel like that. They chose to do that. It's an extra step, and it's good for them, I guess. Right.
I think it adds another level of complexity to it, right? So it's like a barley wine, just based on how you describe it, you know, you're going to have that maltiness to it, sweet notes, high alcohol content, but then adding that bourbon barrel in there, that's where you're going to get the oaky.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more alcohol flavor to it, like if there's anything, I don't know if there's going to be anything left in the barrel, but maybe you pick up a little of that, perhaps.
I mean, you're really just picking up flavors from the barrel and some color, actually, from the barrel as well.
There is a cool looking ship on the can, which, after a little bit of research, this is named after William Bligh, who was the captain of the HMS Bounty, which was a ship from the Royal Navy that ended up having a mutiny that's fairly well known, apparently. I didn't know about this. Sure. But it's known as the
Bounty.
The Mutiny.
The Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oops.
So kind of a cool can. If you were doing like a nautical themed campaign.
This would be a fun beer.
Good beer to sip on during a long session.
I mean, it definitely gives you the vibe of like, if you think like in the lower level of a ship, like the barrels down there, like sitting on their side. I get that. I did tell Damon earlier when he handed me this can, that was like my first gut reaction when I saw this was the Old Spice logo because of that ship. Like it feels very much like that. Thankfully, it does not taste anything like Old Spice. This is a really good beer.
Have you been tasting Old Spice?
Well, I mean, you can kind of taste it when you smell it, right? Like you would know if you hit it somewhere. Like, ooh, that tastes like, I don't know.
The thing that I was going to say that is that a barley wine would probably typically be aged for quite a while. Mm-hmm. You're not going to crank out a barley wine in a couple of weeks like you can with other stuff. You're going to let it sit and let the flavor everything mellows out over time, and a lot of that smoothness is actually sort of due to time.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. The longer it sits, the more everything just kind of melds together and smooths out. And yeah.
That makes sense, yeah. I would add one more thing on the can. It feels very nice, like compared to a normal aluminum can. Like it has kind of like a matte feel, like the label is printed on it or something. It's not stuck on it, and I love it. Like,
I really wish we were videotaping this. And then like,
I'm just like,
Ross has been rubbing the can
in my hands because it's like when I first saw it, intimate
with the can.
Did you ask the can if you?
But yeah, it's like when I first picked up this can, like I was trying to figure it out because I was like, oh, this can is textured, but it's definitely the way that the label's printed on there. It's interesting. I really like it.
Well, it seems that the can itself is printed.
Correct. Yeah, it's like it's not stuck on.
Yeah, label. instead of a label on a can.
Yeah.
So we talked about taste. We covered color. What about the maltiness of it?
High.
Lots of maltiness.
Very
on this
high.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very malty. It's not a hoppy beer at all.
Yeah,
which you would expect.
It's like 30 on the IBU, but that's.
It doesn't come across to me as bitter though. So.
No, and there's so much else going on in it,
sure,
right, including the alcohol, right, and letting it age for that long also sort of mellows out the hops.
Sure.
So could it be that the bitterness is there, it's just because it's such a complex beer we just don't necessarily pick it up, maybe?
Yeah
That could be.
Okay,
so where are we gonna find this one in Faerun? you're going to travel across the wilderness in Faerun, where would you come across this one? Ross, where are you taking us to?
For me, we're headed to Warlock's Crypt, which is south of the Trollbark Forest, kind of between Waterdeep and Baldur's Gate, along the Sword Coast. I know I'm getting a little deep. We're getting specific here, Damon.
Trollbark's Forest?
The Trollbark Forest,
The yes. Trollbark Forest.
Yes. But the place where this is...
Are those a kind of a tree?
No, I think it's just the name of the forest.
Oh. Do trolls have bark?
These do, man.
Do they bark?
I don't know. Well, yes. All the time.
Trees look like...
Have you seen Lord of the Rings? They kind of bark, don't they?
Did they? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know those one guys, they dug too deep. I know that.
They had it coming.
They had a cave troll.
They had it coming. They had it coming. Brett just knows how to like set off, set this all into motion.
How many kinds of trolls are there?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'll stop.
In Lord of the Rings or D&D?
Yeah,
I guess I sort of switched.
We shifted gears pretty quick.
Sorry.
Shifting gears again. Let's go back.
I'll go back.
The brewery where you find this is called the Golden Grain Sanctuary. And this beer is called the Dragon's Harvest Barley Wine, capturing the richness and heat from the breath of the dragon. So I think this could be a fun one.
Dragon's Harvest seems like, do you know, are you with that episode of The Simpsons where they have Whacking Day?
I'm not, but you can fill me in though.
Okay. Every year in Springfield, there's a festival called Whacking Day, and the town gets together and everybody has a little billy club essentially. And they drive all the snakes in town to like the center of town. And then they just club them all to death.
Oh.
And it's called Whacking Day.
Can we have one of these?
And another side note. Two side notes and one side note, if you can handle this.
Inception level here.
Side note to the side note.
During the Dust Bowl era, this was like folks legitimately did this, but with rabbits, because the rabbit population in the Dust Bowl area just got out of control.
Hmm.
And also people had no money.
Sure.
And couldn't grow anything. Mm-hmm. And so they would organize these festivals where they would drive all of the rabbits into a central area and then club them to death.
Interesting.
And then it wasn't, but it wasn't just like for humor. Right? I mean, they were eating the rabbits as well. So, but anyway, Dragon's Harvest.
Yeah, coming back.
Like a similar sort of event.
Back up to the main point.
But for dragons.
I wasn't imagining that they were probably taking dragons anywhere and whacking them.
Well, they're harvesting them.
Well, I wasn't thinking that probably that kind of harvest, but you know, sure.
Maybe it's the dragons who are harvesting.
People?
I think it's probably more that like the people are harvesting, but like maybe there's a dragon that helps out at this brewery or something. Maybe he forges the fires for the boil kettles or something.
Do they have those? They have helpful dragons?
Well, there's like evil dragons and there's good dragons.
Okay. There's like Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
That's Puff the Magic Dragon.
I was thinking, did it again?
He lived by the sea.
He did live by the sea.
And he frolicked in what kind of mist?
Purple mist?
The autumn mist.
The autumn mist.
So, Damon, where is your beer coming at us?
So this is not a beer that is publicly available for sale. This is a private brew.
Okay.
Right? Made by Reginald.
Reginald.
And it has just come to be known as Reginald's Reserve.
Ooh.
Okay. And this is a northern town. I'm picturing a very snowy, cold sort of environment, long winters.
Okay.
And each year during the winter, they have a winter festival,
mm-hmm.
right, in this town, in this maybe a province. Okay. Are there provinces? What's the government structure?
Well,
at any rate,
that's probably not something for this episode.
Okay. And during that festival, then this a keg of this, a cask of this, is shared with the community because it sort of
very nice of Reginald.
Yeah, it enlivens them. It embiggens them, to make another Simpsons reference. And it's the sort of beer that sort of sustains them.
Sure.
Through the long, dark winter.
Sure. Slightly heavy, warming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
That they're facing.
I mean, there's definitely parts of Faerun that are cold all the time. So like Icewind Dale would fall under that. And then up there, there's two towns, two larger towns, like Luskin and Mirabar are both up there. So I think either one of those would fit, or any of the smaller ones. Raven Rock would be a good one.
So anywhere that has winter.
Yeah. Winterfell. Oh, wait, no, never
wait
mind.
A minute.
Never mind. Let's not switch that gear. All right, Brett, what do you got?
So I am taking us to the complete opposite end of Faerun, to the south on the Shining Plains. Shining Plains.
Okay.
And this one is going to be found at a steakhouse called Ember and Ale.
Okay.
And this one is Umberwood Reserve.
Umberwood Reserve.
Umberwood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is Umberwood a particular thing?
It's the Umber Hulk, a hulking monstrous humanoid.
Ooh.
That lives in Faerun.
Okay.
So it's named after Umber Hulk.
A hulking monstrous humanoid.
Yes.
I could see that. That makes
and
sense.
It's aged in wooden barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Umber wood.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've told you where you can find this one in Faerun, so feel free to use that in your next campaign. But if we're going to give it a challenge rating, so going from challenge rating 1, which is kind of like a easy drinking, welcome to beer, one beer 101 type thing, all the way up to challenge rating 20, which is like your beer drinker's beer, mm-hmm. like double hopped IPA, hardcore beer. Where are we putting this one?
Okay, here we go. We're going to get into it. I'm going to give this a 3.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Did not expect that.
I know. And here's my reasoning. Here's my logic. This is not bitter at all. And I think that it is the bitterness that folks are usually reacting negatively towards. And it's sweet up front. It's smooth. It doesn't really have, it doesn't have an overwhelming smoky flavor or roasted flavor. If you give somebody the, what was that sentence? If you gave this to somebody and said, you're going to taste a lot of caramel in this. And then they took a sip, like, oh yeah, I did taste a lot of caramel in that. And it was really good. And you don't really even notice the alcohol.
True.
Content to it that much. I think you could give this to anybody and don't even tell them it's a beer.
I mean, I feel like they could probably figure it out themselves.
Have this alcoholic drink.
Sure.
Like, oh, that's good.
Sure.
Like, that, yeah, like this and a brownie, I'm set.
It would go good with chocolate. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
we're gonna have to pause here. I feel like get some snacks.
Every one of these we do now, Damon needs to go first because he like grounds my what I was thinking.
Okay, where are you going?
I mean, originally my thought was this is going to be somewhere up in the 13 to 15 range. After hearing the points you made, I really don't disagree with it. I think you're
right.
No,
you stick with what you got.
Well, no, but here's the thing. So like 13 to 15, like I'm just thinking of somebody who's coming in that probably is drinking lighter style beers. It is maybe turned off a little by this, even though it's incredibly complex, but it's not punch you in the face kind of hoppiness. It's not, the alcohol gets to some people sometimes, because if you think about like cream ales or if you think about any domestic, you're looking in that 3 to 5% range for alcohol content. 13 is a big jump, even though to us it doesn't taste that crazy.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's your number?
But I'm going to temper that down, and I'm going to put this at a 10. I'm going to go right in the middle because I think it could go both ways. I think somebody drinking this could easily taste this, and if you told them it was caramel, this is caramel flavor, you're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And you're okay with the alcohol, you will probably keep drinking this and like it. I probably don't think anybody, especially them, are going to drink more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But if high alcohol content and malty beers are not your thing, this is what cranks it up for me. And a lot of people are that way.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 16.
Okay. Yeah.
for a lot of the same reasons you were already touching on, but I think like that the very strong maltiness and the little bit of alcoholness flavor in there is going to scare away some people. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you shouldn't try it. It's really good. And like the challenge rating is completely different than like, is it good?
Right.
Like this is a really right. good beer.
This is a really good
beer. Yeah. That's true. I think you're both making a good point.
Oh, we're bringing his number up.
Bringing it back.
No, I'm not moving.
Leave it at three. Leave it at three.
This is, you can drink, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If you drink. This may be the kind of beer that you might actually have more success with someone who doesn't like beer or thinks that they don't like
sure.
beer.
Yeah.
Than someone who drinks a lot of domestic lagers, mm-hmm. right? In terms of what they think is beer.
Mm-hmm. My only like maybe not is the maltiness to it.
Yeah.
It's a different enough flavor profile that if you're not used to maltiness, like this can be a little off-putting.
True.
But
yeah. And the alcohol, like if they know the alcohol percentage beforehand, like if they're looking at a board and they see an amber something that's 5% and then an amber something that's 13%, they're almost always going to pick the 5%.
Sure.
Because the 13 yeah. will scare them.
Right.
Yep.
That's true.
Right. I would almost liken this to like if somebody like rolls up to St. Patrick's Day and somebody hands them a Guinness and they like take, they've never had a Guinness before, mm-hmm. typically don't like darker beers, and they take it and they're like, ooh, kind of like, it's kind of that kind of feeling. Like, it's like once you taste it and you realize like how mellow and even it really is, it's a pretty dang good beer. So,
yeah.
So we've kind of already touched on it, but yay or nay, would you have this one again?
Oh, this is a yay. This is an absolute.
I think yay. It is a yay for me too.
Yeah. This is pretty easy. Yes.
I think you were right at the top of the show when you were like, this is a sipping beer. You're not going to have maybe more than two of these, maybe not more than one of these, but it is kind of like it would be a good beer, like an after dinner with a piece of chocolate cake or a brownie. This would be a good way to like nightcap. This is excellent for that.
And or split. You have it at the steakhouse with some brisket.
Steak. Yeah. That would be good mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
And I agree.
And split one with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
As Ross is slamming his down.
Yep.
This has been Bly's Barley Wine Ale from Dry Dock Brewing Company out of Aurora, Colorado. You can find them at drydockbrewing.com. And that's going to do it for this bonus episode. Stay tuned for more beer reviews in the future. You can check out our regular show, Bars and Barrels, anywhere podcasts can be found. You can also give us a like and follow on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Bards and Barrels. Until next time, may your dice be hot and your beer be cold.